to Tzadikei Amid Beis. Harishon Ton Halu Bachilaso. According to Pesach Rishon, you have to say Halu both Bashiyaso and Bachilaso. When you make the korban on Erev Pesach and at night when you eat it. Menani Mile, Om Rav Yochum, Rishon Rav Shim Ben Yotzedek, Omar Kro, Hashir Yelochem Kelel Hiskadish Chag. The shir that will be said in the future by the Geula, that's why it's called a shir. Not a shira, because it's the final shir, like a zohar, doesn't give birth. All the other shiros till then are called shira. So Hashir Yelochem Kelel Hiskadish Chag. Laila Hamikudish Lechag Ton Halel. Only the night that's a yontif needs Halel. Laila Shein Mikudish Lechag Ein Ton Halel. Pesach Shein is not a yontif, and therefore there's no Isra Malach or whatever, therefore it doesn't need Halel. Rashi Hashir Yelochem B'yom Shnis Galu Min HaGolus. In the future, when the Golus will be over, so they'll say Halel. Kelel Hiskadish Chag Kemosha Temnoagim L'shorah B'lel Hiskadish Chag. Like the Inyan is to say Hallel on Lil Pesach. It's the only Hallel we say at night. The only Hallel you say is by Achilas Pesach, Lil Pesach. Laila HaMekudish. Laila HaMekudish Lechag Gon Pesach Rishon. She'en mekudish l'chag, gon le'el achilas pesach she'ni, she'enu yontif. Okay. Zevezet to'unim halal basiyosan, but on Erev Pesach, both Pesach Rishon and Pesach She'ni, do say halal when you make korban Pesach. My time, where you boys say, malay lo ka memayit, yom lo ka memayit. It's only memayit layla, but not yom. So, the boys say, ma'efshir yisro shokhtin es pischeyam v'dokhtin es luveyam v'enomim halal. Right, halal was made for, Rashi says, for whenever there's a shinui of something for the good. There was a tzara, and then there was a geula, you say halal. And, or there's a mitzvah, a special mitzvah to do, you also say halal. Laila de Pesach Sheni Mir, aval yom shuzman asiyos alo mir. Vahari yuka Pesach Rishon, shaton halal b'shach shritoso, kedamorim b'tomid mishvat. The only thing we're mamayit is laila, but not yom. So therefore, Pesach Sheni is the same din as Pesach Rishon, the Gabi Halal. The common Amrina, Nevi'im Shebeinayim Tiknu Lohem Shu Omrim Alkol Perek Uperek Bechol Dober Chiddush. Anything that's a Chiddush, right, that's good, so they said the Halal for it. So a Tzara and a Nes, you said Halal or whatever. Efshur, the Kivin, the Dober Mitzvah Hu Ton Halal. Since it's a special mitzvah, so also there's a reason to say Halal. Notulness Lulavehen, Agrora Nasva, the Brysa he, Hachim Perak Basra. The reason it mentions Lulav here, because it's all part of the same Brysa. The only thing is, Achilas Pesach is also a mitzvah. If there's a special meal, that Dafka Kalel is Kaddish Chag, the only time you say Howl at night for a special thing is by Lel Pesach, where there's a Yomtev. Then Echolim Tzli, and they're both eaten Tzli, and they're Docha Shabbos. So the word says Shabbos in Tumalo, that Pesach Sheni is not Docha Tuma. Rove, Claudius, or Atame, Pesach Sheni still don't bring Pesach Sheni. Masnis and Delok Rav Yehuda. The Tanya Docha Sa Shabbos, the Ain Docha Sa Tuma. Right? So the Mishnah is not like Rav Yehuda, because the Braisa says that it's Docha Shabbos and it's not Docha Tuma. Rav Yehuda Omerat Docha Sa Tuma. And Rav Yehuda holds Docha Tuma too. My time at the time of Kamet, make Tuma Dechisi, Vyasa Batuma. The whole reason that you're making, this guy's making Korban Pesach Sheni, because he was Tame Barisha. So now you should do it Batuma. The whole reason he's doing it is to, she should be able to do it Batahara. So there's no Svara to do it Batuma. Rabbi Yehuda says it is Docha Tuma. HaTorah Chazra La Vasosa Batara. Lo Zocha Yasa Batuma. Torah gave another chance, maybe you'll be able to do it Batara. But if but you can't do it Batara, at least do it Batuma. Rashi, Tzli dis Rabbi Nechloleva de Mitzvah Sumrorim. Right, Tzli we learn also that it's Nechol but Tzli. We learn it from the fact that it's Marbe Mitzvah Sumrorim, which is Mitzvah Al Gufo. Surely Mitzvah Shebe Gufo, which is Tzli. Doches Hashabbos de Bishenik Ksi Bemoado. It says Bemoado, which always means even on Shabbos. Lamadiyomer Korban Hashem Lo Hikri Bemoado. B'sheni, right? That's talking we had before, whether that Korban Hashem Lo Hikriv the Moad that was going on Korban Pesach Rishon or Pesach Sheni, the one who says Docha Shabbos learns going on Pesach Sheni. Yavzer v'yasa v'tumma bitmiya elamut v'yitcha legamri. The whole reason we're doing Pesach Sheni is in order to be able to do a Betara. If you can't do a Betara, there's no purpose for Pesach Sheni. Tanu Rabbanan, Pesach Rishon Dochas HaShabbos, Pesach Sheni Dochas HaShabbos, Pesach Rishon Dochas HaTuma, Pesach Sheni Dochas HaTuma. Not like Rabbi Yehuda. No, like Rabbi Yehuda. Pesach Rishon Ton Lina, Pesach Sheni Ton Lina. Pesach Rishon needs Lina. There's three different shitas what Lina is. Lina means that the day you bring a korban, you don't go right back after that day. You stay over at night. It's covered for the korban. You don't leave right away. So, Lina by Pesach Rishon, Rashi says, is the night of Yontif. And even though Lechari can't go home, it's the next morning anyway, it's Yontif, you could go out of Yerushalayim within the Tchum. You can't, you have to stay within Yerushalayim. Okay, so that's one Shita. Then there's a Shita that you have to wait, Rashi in Rosh Hashanah, I think, says, you have to wait till Chol HaMoed. You can't go home that whole day, you have to wait the next night. In other words, the not only the night of Yontif, you have to stay there, you have to stay there till first day Chol HaMoed. And that's what Tosus also holds. And then there's a third Shita that I think Tosus Rashba, that you have to stay all 7 days. Because Mashman in Sukkah, that Lina is all 7 days. You can't leave Yerushalayim until after Yontif. And some say the reason for that is not necessarily because of the Korban Pesach, but because every time you bring a korban, you have to stay overnight. So on Yontif, you have to bring a korban shlamim for simcha every day. The simcha. So lechari, you have to stay overnight anyway. Now, Tosfos says no. It's shayach that you'll bring the korban the day before. It's eaten for 2 days and a night, so you won't bring it that day. So you won't need lina that day. But the sheet that holds, you need lina the entire Yontif, and you can't go home till after Yontif's over. In other words, till the end of Pesach itself. Others hold that Korban Pesach itself, since it's only eaten till Chatzos, so only a Korban that's eaten all night, you have to stay lina. But a Korban anyway that's not eaten all day, you wouldn't, and then therefore you need a special pasuk to tell me by Pesach that you have to stay there. It's not the same din as all other Korbanos. And there's a sheet also that holds that it's only by Korban Pesach you need lina, and not by other korbanos. Okay. Docha Satuma Keman Krab Yehuda. This price goes like Rab Yehuda, that it's docha not only Shabbos, docha Tuma too. Ul Rab Yehuda Ton Lina. So Mar says according to Rab Yehuda, it has to have lina. Vatan Rab Yehuda Omer Minayin LePesach Sheni Shein Ton Lina. Rab Yehuda holds that Pesach Sheni doesn't need lina. Shenemer Uponisa Baboker V'Halachta LaOlecha. Like we said, even though all korbanos need lina, that's only korbanos that you eat all night. But korbanos that you only eat till chatzos, not. That's one shot. Or Rabbi Yehuda Taka holds like that man diomer that all korbanos don't need lina. Special din by korban pesach. Uksiv sheishes yamin tocha matzos anechol shisha ton lina shein nechol shisha in ton lina. Right. So here Rabbi Yehuda holds that pesach sheini doesn't need lina. Why? Because we learn it from Upanisa Baboker V'Yolachta La'olecha, and he says right after that, Sheishas Yomim Tocha Matzahs. Only on a Yontif, where you have a Rishus to eat matzah, the rest of Yontif, which is Pesach Rishon, is there an Inyan of Lina. But where there's no mitzvah of Achilus Matzah, even Rishus, the other 6 days, only one day by Pesach Sheini, Bichlal, the night of eating Korban Pesach. There's no mitzvah of matzah beyond that night to eat it with Korban Pesach, doesn't need Lina. So it says, Trey Tanoim, I'll leave it to Yehuda. Two Tanoim according to Yehuda. One Tana holds that Yehuda held there's no Lina, and one Tana held he holds there is Lina, and both of these Tanoim held that is Docha Tuma. Rashi. Tom Lina, Lailo Harishon Yoyim Yerushalayim. The first night, this is Rashi Shita here, you start to stay in Yerushalayim. Mikan ve'elech Rashai Lodur Nichutz Lechoma Besochatum. Right? After that, the next morning, you could go out of Yerushalayim, as long as you don't leave the Tchum, because it's Yontif. O'alecha means to go home. Any home that's outside Yerushalayim. Below the base of Mamish, doesn't mean not to go home at all, right? To Mamish, your house, to Yontifu. You can't go out of the Tchum. V'od the koboy lishriya olishriya. You have to be there the next day to bring olishriya. But it means you can't leave Chomos Yerushalayim. Hanechol l'shisha sha'ochlin olav matzah shisha yomim. The lishri dekronokat. There's no real mitzvah to eat matzah 6 days. Except the Pasuk says it like that, and we learn that it's a reshus. Right? The Gemara learns out later on that the whole 6 days is only a reshus. Only the first night is a chiyuv. Perek Basra. The last perek, the Gemara learns from this pasuk how we know the first night is a chiyuv and the rest of the day is only reshus. Tom lina laila echad besochair. Lina again is that one night you have to stay over in Yerushalayim. Okay, Hapesach Shabbat Betuma Lo Yochli Menu Zavin Zavos Nidos Yoldos Dim Ochlu Pturim Mikoris. Pesach that comes Betuma is only mutter to be eaten by Tmei Mason, Tomei Lenefesh. But other tumas, Zava Nida Yoledes, if they ate, they don't eat. But if they did eat their potter, right, and stalking Lechara, if they eat the Shalolim Nuyav. Talking where they were tahor when the Korban Pesach was made, and they became tamei at night. So they're not allowed to eat at night, even though they're the minuyim on the Korban. When the Korban was brought, they were tahor. So it's not a question of shalolim nuyav, it's only a question that right now they're a zav. Zava, it's also for them to eat. But if they did eat, they're patur from kares. Even though normally they get kares, a person who eats kodshin, betumas haguv, is chayiv kares. Here the Gemara is going to explain the special tour from Kares, because since the Korban's being brought to Tumba, so even though they're not allowed to eat, there's not a Kares if they do. Rabbi Lezer poter afal bias mikdash. Rabbi Lezer holds, even if they go into the Azara, even though they're not allowed to, but since it's a time when Tmeim are allowed to be in the Azara, other Tmeim, so these Tmeim are not chayv Kares. Rashi, lo yochli minu zovim, degabi tomi lenefesh ksiv ish nidche ve'ein tzibur nidche. Only by tomi nefesh, it says, individuals make Pesach Sheni, but if the Tzibur's Tomei, they make Pesach Rishon Betumas Meis. Avagavi Ziva Af Tzibur Nidachin. But Tuma Ayotse Migufo, it's not Tomei Meis, the Tzibur is what you call Znidcha, the Perek Elu Dvorim. The Machlu Ptur Mikores, the Ochel Kodshim Betuma, Kediyolik Bevraisa Begmara. Right? A person who eats Kodshim when he's Tomei is Chayiv Kores, normally. So, the Tanakhama holds that since this korban is being eaten by other people who are tamei, even though these tameim are not allowed to eat it, they're not chayiv kares if they do. But tumas mikdash, even though other tameim are allowed to be in the azara, if these tameim come into the azara, they're still chayiv kares. Rabbi Lezer poter af mikares to bias mikdash. Rabbi Lezer holds no. They're even potter from Kares if they come into the Azara, even though they're not allowed to. But since there are other Tmeim who are in the Azara, so the only time you're Chayiv Kares is if no Tmeim are allowed to be in the Azara. But if there are Tmeim who are allowed to be in the Azara, then these who are not allowed are not Chayiv Kares. So Tami Yolav Bigmara. Tana Rabban. Zavim v'zavos nidos v'yoldo sh'ochlu v'pesa sh'bo v'tumah yochol yuchayavim. I might think you're Chayiv Kares. Tamad Lomar kol tohar yochol basar. The Pasuk says like this, that anyone who's Tahar should eat Kodshim. And somebody who's not Tahar, who eats Kodshim, is Chayiv Kares. So the Gemara says, so that it puts these two things together, we learn the following. No Chal Taharim, Ne Chal Taharim, Chayav Ala Mishum Tamei. The Sheino Ne Chal Taharim, Ein Tameim, Chayav Ala Mishum Tamei. Only a korban that has to be eaten by Taharim. If a Tomei eats it, he's Chayiv Kares. But a korban that's allowed to be eaten by Tmeim, like over here, where Korban Pesach is bought the Tumah, so Tmeim may some eat it. Then there's no Chayiv Kares. Rebbe Lazar Omer, the Rashi Rashi, Lo Yochli Menu Zavim, the Gabi Tomei Lenefesh, Ksiv Ish, Gemara, Ish, let me get here, okay. Rebbe Lazar Omer, Yochli Dachku Zavim, the nichnasu lazor of a pesach haba betuma yochel yuchayavim. I might think that if a zav or somebody who's not allowed to make pesach rishon betuma pushes his way into the azara, right, together with the throngs of tmeim that are making korban pesach betuma, who are tmei mason, and he thinks it's okay, he goes into the azara too, right? I might think yuchayiv kares. for what's it called, for coming into the Azorah. Yochol Yuchayovim, Tamad Lola, Yishalchu Min Amachaneh, Kol Tzorua, V'chol Zor, V'chol Tomei L'Nefesh. You have to send out from the various machanos Tzorua, Zog, and a Tomei L'Nefesh. Bizman Shetmei Mesa Mishtalchim, when you send out the Tomei Mes from the Azorah, then Zovim Utsuroim Mishtalchim. Then the Zovim and the Tzorim are also sent out. Ain't Tomei Mesa Mishtalchim, Ain't Zovim Utsuroim Mishtalchim. When you don't send out the Tomei Mes, you don't send out the Zovim and the Mitzorah either. Right? Now that's, that doesn't mean that they're allowed to be there. It means that the Dievid, right, they're not Chayiv Koris. They're not Nishlach, right, to the point where there's a Chayiv Koris. But it's very awesome for them to be there. Rashi. V'yishalchum na'machane, v'tanakamba lo dorish lachin. Tanakamba holds that they are Chayiv Koris. So he doesn't learn this pasuk like that. That this man when Tmei Mesim are Nishlach, then the other ones also are Nishlach. What does he use this pasuk for? The kulo itzrich keramina be'elu dvorim lechalk mechanseim. He learns the pasuk like we learned before, that each one has a different machane. You send out the zav from his machane, and the mitzorah has to go out from all three machanos, and the zav from two machanos, and the tamei meis only from machane shchina. So he doesn't learn this pasuk to tell me that whenever you send out tamei meisim, then the other ones are sent out. So he holds that if a zav goes into the Azorah, and even in a time when Tmei Mesim are allowed to be there, he's also Chayiv Koris. Okay, Boy of Yosef, Dachu Tmei Mesim v'nichnasu b'heichol, the Pesach habo b'tum mamahu. Right, what about the Tmei Mes went into the heichol? Right, so he's allowed to be in the Azorah. Even though normally he's not allowed to be in the Azorah, he's allowed to be now. Special heter, because he's Tmei Mes, and the car, and Rov Yudner Tmei Mes. What if he pushes his way into the Heichel, where he's not supposed to be? Since he could be in the Azara, so being in the Heichel is also not Chayiv Koris, right? It's like a situation that's mufka from all these Chiyuvei Koris, or no. Where he's allowed to be, he's allowed to be. Where he's not allowed to be is the same as always, and he's Chayiv Koris if he goes into the Heichel. Midishtori Tumas Azara, Ishtri Nomi Tumas Heichel. Since he's allowed to be in the Azara, right, so maybe also if he goes into the Heichel, he's not Chayiv Koris. Oh, Dilma, my history, history, my low history, low history. What was Mutter was Mutter, and what's not Mutter remains the same. And if you go into the Heichel, you're Chayiv Koris. Omar Rava, Omar Krav, Yishalchu min ha-machane, afilu mitzvus machane. So the first way Rava learned is the Chumra, that he has to be sent out of the min ha-machane, means even from a mitzvus of the machane. Even when he's Mutter to be in certain machanos, but he's still not allowed to be in the machnos. He's not allowed to be in. So he's chayiv koris, right? In other words, the status of the heichal remains the same. Ikad diamrei omar rava omar krov yishalchum in a machane el michutz la machane to shalchum. It says you send him out of the machane to chutz la machane. Kol heichad de korinim be el michutz la machane to shalchum, where you have to send him out of the azora to, then he's chayiv koris on the heichal. But if he doesn't have to be sent out of all the machanos, in other words, he can be in the Azara, so then he can be in the Heichel. No, he can be, but he's not Chayiv Koris if he's in the Heichel. Rashi. V'nichnasu v'heichel, makom shalohu tusham. They're not allowed to be in the Heichel. There's no purpose for a Tomei Mes to be in the Heichel when they bring Pesach haba b'tuma. All he has to be is in the Azara to shecht his korban Pesach. There ain't shom tzorchei Pesach. There's nothing done in the Heichel that's needed for Korban Pesach. The Elu Kohanim.